With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. A Christian ethics group is calling on the Biden administration to withdraw the Department of Veteran Affairs' planned expansion of in vitro fertilization insurance coverage, which would include service members who are single or in same-sex relationships. The ERLC is also asking U.S. legislators to oppose the Veteran Families Health Services Act of 2023. It seeks to permanently codify the expansion into federal law. The VA announced the planned expansion on Monday. The proposed expansion also includes the provision of IVF to veterans who are not able to produce their own sperm or eggs due to service-connected injuries or health conditions by allowing access to donated sperm, eggs, and embryos. In their announcement, the VA stated their desire to implement the new expansion quickly and make the coverage available to veterans in a matter of weeks. The congregation of a coastal North Carolina church is grieving the loss of its senior pastor's wife, who died 6 days after her family's car was struck by the driver of another vehicle who was seeking to elude police during a chase. Sue Ellen C. Leonard, she was 44, died on Saturday as a result of injuries sustained in a crash that happened on March 3rd in Morehead City, North Carolina. Her husband is a pastor in Morehead City. While the family and church family is obviously devastated by the loss, they're still pulling together to help one another. So far, the church's GoFundMe page for the Leonard family has raised thousands of dollars.
Every day, hundreds of thousands of people die without the hope of Jesus. Your faithful prayers will make a difference. That's why the IMB created a free 18-month calendar called Impacting Lostness Through Prayer. It provides guidance, reminders, and encouragement as you pray for individuals and communities who have yet to hear the gospel. Learn more about this free resource at imb.org/prayer calendar.
Mary and Martha were two sisters who loved Jesus. In one biblical story, Martha asked Jesus to chastise Mary because Martha was busy entertaining guests while her sister was sitting and listening to Jesus. Instead, Jesus encouraged Martha to be more like Mary. In the Baptist Press Toolbox, Tiffany Collier shares some wisdom on how to prioritize spiritual growth over ministry productivity. She says, schedule a little extra time at Jesus' feet. The importance of rest is a consistent theme in Scripture, and its practice goes beyond basic wisdom. She says, learn from the Mary in your midst. Instead of judging the person who is resting while you're working, see if there are lessons you can learn from them. Third, she says, embrace and extend grace. God's grace allows for imperfections in the planning process, she says. You can read that full piece at our website, baptistpress.com.